Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I'm intrigued by the animal kingdom. I like watching the Discovery Channel and some of those specials, you know, about planet Earth and stuff like that, and see how these animals communicate with each other. And animals may have more in common with humans than you might think.
Okay. I think they have a lot in common with us.
Well, they do, because your mom has a birds and bees conversation with you.
Well, that wasn't what I meant, but...
Okay.
Okay.
When we are talking, a lot of times, there's timing when we're talking. We stop talking, someone else picks up, and there's seconds in between that, usually, that birds, they have a response time when they're communicating with each other.
Okay.
Oh.
So, for example, like songbirds were found to wait less than 50 milliseconds to reply during a conversation that they have.
Okay. That's nothing. My wife could beat that every time.
Okay. But you'll hear birds go... See, you were talking the same time I was talking. You didn't wait the 50 milliseconds that you're supposed to wait.
It's a different bird.
I'm a female
That's a different bird.
I can do it.
See, I told you women are fast.
Okay, they also found, I guess, with whales, they were found to wait about 2 seconds before exchanging clicks and other sounds that they make.
I heard that with Ellen when she makes the whale noises. They have to wait longer in between them. Oh, my God.
Is that the correct timing?
Well, I don't know which one was the male and female.
It wasn't the correct timing. Wow.
Okay, humans were somewhere between a typical pause of about 20 milliseconds before they start a two-way conversation.
So that's pretty tight if the birds are 50 milliseconds and the whales are 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and a lot of times for me, I was sitting home the other night, and I heard, like, the frogs conversing.
Mm. Oh, my God. Conversing, were they?
Does that not kind of get on your nerves a little bit? And you're like, what are they saying to each other?
The crickets are the ones that bother me the most. They're probably going, that frog's going to eat me. That's what it's probably saying.
For the frogs, though, it's like.
I work with idiots. We know what the frogs say.
You were drinking something. Or...
But that's what they say. They're like, Budweiser.
I've seen that commercial.
Well, see, my brother-in-law's name's Rick, and we always feel like that they're calling him because it sounds like
Rick. Rick. And then you hear one from afar.
He's like, why?
I imagine that the animals sit around and they're talking about us. They're like, humans are stupid.
No. That's way too long a sentence for a frog.
Watch this. I'm going to call Rick. Rick.
And you know, you hear the dogs barking too.
Like,
from afar, you.
See, I think they have got to be talking to each other. I'm over here. I'm chained up. Come get me.
Okay.
Did you get out of the house? I got to make bone as a treat tonight.
Okay.
I can translate.
What you doing over there? I'm out in the yard using the bathroom.
That's just Hawk.
Oh, that's really.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Hawk and Heidi.
You know, a lot of Heidi's animal noises sound the same to me. The whale and the frog.
Boo. Whales click? I got all confused. I was thinking whale, cricket,
she
frog.
Lives in the city.
Yeah. She's a city girl.
Which really takes its toll on my memory.
Do you ever go home and a little bit embarrassed about what you did on the show?
No, I just don't talk to anybody.
Because I do. I go home and I'm a little embarrassed about what we did on the show some days. And this is one of those days.
Wow. Oh.
I don't even know how to end this segment.
Rick.
Good enough, honey. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.